Watch. I need to.
Oh no. All I need is Candy Crush.
That
That
is so you. That's just so you.
explains me.
Exit to a T. Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to be able to call, text, email, Candy Crush.
Yep. That's it. Okay, let's talk about our case. Thanks so much for listening to the expired. You're not on the screen at all.
Well, shit fire. Here. That's because I'm the one that put
Well, shit fire.
up here. We just wanted to see your pretty face
There we go.
and the curls.
Thank you, friend. Thank you. Okay, let's get into it. The 2011 serial killer murders. So, several women in the Memphis area were killed in early 2011 to 2015-ish. So, how it happened? Serial killer is on the loose in South Memphis in 2011. Police believe these killings were done by the same person because of who the women were and how they were killed. Four women between 26 and 44 were killed. They were shot in the Memphis area, and out of the four, only one survived. There was a random killing in the same area in 2015, which police believed could have been the same person. But the manner of death was different, even though it was in the same area and like the same typical kind of person. They thought maybe it could have been, the same killer. Luckily, one of these women miraculously survives and is able to give a sketch and the kind of car this person,
All the important information.
was driving. So,
This killing spree began in the early hours of January 27th of 2011 in South Memphis at 2:15 a.m. The body of 31-year-old Tamika
McKinney.
McKinney was found near the Mount Carmel Cemetery. She had been shot. Tamiki, I think it's Tamikia.
Tamika.
Tamikia.
It
Tamikia, what?
looks like Tamika, but I've always heard Tamika as
Really?
like the like a name,
Well,
Tamika.
see, okay, but that's how it starts
Tamikia.
because some people are like, it looks like
Yeah.
Macy, but
But
I've
it's
always heard it
Marcy.
as Marcy or
Yeah.
Mackie or Liz.
Yeah.
So,
Tamikia. Miss
McKinney.
McKinney.
T McKinney, that is not my
Miss
husband.
T. McKinney.
Miss Tim McKinney. Miss Tamikia. I think it's Tamikia, but Tamika. She was the mother of two. She had no prior arrests, no rap sheet, nothing. Her husband and her family had confirmed that she was a sex worker less than a month later. So this reminds me of the last serial killer that we covered because he did all the victims. It was like 6 months.
Yeah.
And like days in between, not weeks,
Yeah.
days, sometimes hours.
I feel like some serial
It's
killers, they just go on these sprees and it's just
it's
like
a,
a small amount of time with a lot
yeah.
amount of victims.
Yes. Oh man. So she was a mother of two with no trouble, no prior arrest, no rap sheet, nothing. And her family did confirm that she was a sex worker. Then, less than a month later, on February 20th, a woman flagged down a police officer and then led the police officer to the cemetery where the body of 28-year-old Jessica Lewis was found. And this was around midnight, just after midnight. She was obviously also found near the cemetery and had been shot in the head. And then just 4 days after that, so literally within a month, We already have three.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 days after the second one,
(clears
there was a lot of police presence around this one, obviously, because at this point they're realizing, like, same vicinity, location,
same
all
MO.
Women, same manner of death.
Mm-hmm.
There obviously was the third body that was found near the cemetery. This was 44-year-old Rhonda Wells, and she had been shot to death. Rhonda had been living with her grandmother, who knew that she was also a sex worker. And then at 7:30 p.m. on February 26th, so within a month, this is now the fourth victim. 26-year-old Katrina Peterson was shot, but she survived. And she was able to give a sketch and all the things, but they were able to tie DNA from Katrina to the other three women.
Mm-hmm.
And it all matched. So,
yeah. A serial killer is on the loose, 2011, South Memphis. Crazy.
It's terrifying.
That would be. Could mm-hmm. you imagine if that happened here in Chattanooga?
And I know people want to be like, oh, well, sex workers, you were asking for it. No, you weren't.
No.
You're no,
doing what you have to.
You weren't. No one's asking to be shot or murdered or raped or killed or abused or assaulted, no matter what line of work they are in, unless obviously they're in a gang or a mob or something.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
The connection is the work that they had.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
What they did for work has nothing to do with this.
Mm-mm.
It's
there's no
the
reason.
Connection is that they were in the same line of work.
Right.
Period.
Right. And we want to be really respectful of that because
yes.
we are.
Yes.
So Katrina,
that irritates me.
I know it does. It irritates me too. It's frustrating. So Katrina was able to give a description to the police. She said it was a black male driving a dark Dodge Charger. Dodge Charger or a Chrysler 300, which looks similar.
Mm-hmm,
you
they
know,
do.
Dark colored sedan.
Dodge Charger is more sporty. Chrysler 300 is more trying to be president.
Yeah. She was able to give details on this person. Police were actually able to give like a sketch of who this person was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man in his late 20s. With a wide nose and cornrow hair, which 2011 in Memphis, that's like every person
every
on the street.
20-year-old male. Like.
Yeah. Very iffy, like, sketch, but at the same time, she's the only person who survived. So, like, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like him having cornrowed hair, like, they were obviously, like, neatly well done because they weren't, it's not like dreads or short
mm-hmm.
cornrows or this or that. Like, it was corn rolled hair
yeah.
all the way down. That,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's where you draw the difference between some cornrows, some dreads that are short, long. Some people get these things confused.
Yeah.
So,
that's true. Just the fact that she was able to survive and give an account of
and to
what
know
happened
in her head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Survivor.
And knowing, like, his a wide nose,
mm-hmm.
like, wide base nose.
Yeah.
All the way down.
And
because
we'll post.
That's also different. Like,
yeah.
some people's noses are wide and then they slim.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's noses are
slim
and then they get
wide.
Wider near the nostril area.
Yeah.
The wide nose, to me, I'm picturing, like, wide
yeah.
all the way through.
It is, yeah. And we'll post
the sketch.
The sketch of what she came up with and was able to come up with the police. So after that, the killings kind of stopped for a while. With the sketch, I feel like a lot of serial killers or people who do this,
they like take a time out.
They take a time out
or move.
They don't want to get
and
caught.
Go somewhere else.
They
yeah.
go somewhere else. They're yeah. So there was a lapse in time. Then in 2015, the body of 25-year-old Juanita Gilmore was found. Now, she had been stabbed to death, This was near the cemetery. Police believed it could have been the same killer because of
The
where she was
location,
found.
and
Exactly.
she was a woman.
Exactly. But because it was a stabbing and not a shooting, they believe this could have been like a more personal crime, which if you look into like people who kill with knives or people who kill with
Or
guns,
fire or strangulation. There's
they're all different categories.
different passion meanings behind them.
Yeah. Now, Juanita had been a sex worker in the past, but she wasn't at the time of her death. So that's why they thought maybe it could have been the 2011 serial killer. Maybe not.
So hear me out on this. How do you feel about this? Like the way that I'm seeing this, the fact that it was near the, like all of this could be circumstantial from a standpoint of comparing them or saying this is the same killer. I get that. For me, though, I'm thinking there is a good reason to think it's very much connected because so much time had passed, right? So let's say he's the killer is, you know, ready to go at it again, but he's like, okay, but if I start again, then the sketch is going to come back out. So I have to do something different. So now I'm going to use a knife and not a gun. And now instead of maybe the murder happening at the location, maybe it happened on the way or right before, and the body was just left there because serial killers do also like the attention and kind of want to play the mind game and give clues without getting caught.
100.
And I'm also thinking that because she was in that same line of work previously, he might have known her before
That's a good idea.
back
I
then.
hadn't thought of that. That is a good connection.
So it's like, here, I can start again and do it this way because it's just different enough.
Yeah.
But I still know the victims I can choose.
Yep.
I just have to change how I do it. And there's been enough time. And then maybe like the sketch won't blow up so
Yeah.
much again.
And that's kind of what happened. That is smart. You're thinking like a police officer, like a detective.
I try sometimes. But that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is totally connected.
It could be.
Or it's someone who, like we were talking about, stabbing someone to death is typically a crime of passion, and usually someone is that you know personally, or that the victim knows personally. So it could be someone very connected to her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, cousin,
Friend,
family,
family.
friend, whatever. And basically they're like, how can I do this and get away with it? And because they know of the serial killer before, almost like a copycat, but not. Like, let me just give enough where maybe that he will go straight to
To
that
that
serial
person.
killer that time. And that will give me enough time to figure myself out.
Two very convincing
Valid theories,
theories.
right? So, hard job. Good thing I'm
Good
not a
thing we're not
detective.
PD.
We should be.
I feel like one day we will be inquired by PD to give our
We
opinion.
better be.
We will be. Let's just manifest it.
We
We
are
will
doing
be.
that. That's our next dream in the cloud. Also, I'm not singling any person or department or unit or anything out. But based off of all the cases we've covered, and even cases that we haven't covered on the podcast, but we've discussed, there are some really shit detectives that,
And then
like,
there's
I
some,
am 100% a better detective than they are.
yeah, and then there's some that, like, oh my gosh, we could learn so much from.
Yes,
It's a mix.
yes,
There's
yes.
always a bad apple in whatever
Yeah.
department,
That's anything
organization.
in the whole
Yeah,
world,
exactly.
even nature. Like there's got to be wrong or we wouldn't know what right is. What would we learn from?
We wouldn't.
There's a reason history is important and it's not to be ignored. It's to learn from. I love how we always just throw these
sing-songy things. Yeah.
social injustice jabs out that probably go over ignorant people's heads.
Yeah.
But when we say history is to be learned from, not ignored, that is a petty blow to anyone who thinks history is not fucking important. Please. And don't go read a history book that was written by a white man.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
40 years ago.
Please don't do that.
Exactly.
Go actually do the work and learn. History is not to be ignored. It's to be learned from.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You only learn from mistakes.
Right.
Mistakes are opportunities to grow.
Yes. Take the opportunity to learn and grow and do things differently.
Yeah.
And to raise your children to do things differently. I could go on for days.
We talked about it a couple episodes ago, just like how important mental health is and teaching your children to do good. So,
and to talk about mental health.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Your mental health matters, period.
Yeah. And it should be topic of conversation when you want it to be.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Mm-hmm. Always. And if you're a kid and you're listening to this, you can always call me. Because my kids know they can talk to me about anything.
Yeah.
All of the time. Okay. So what do you think? Like, are you going for A or B? Or both?
I'm a little bit of both. Me because too. I can see it being, like, you know, the same person for all of it. And just like, oh, I'm going to change up my, you know, way so that I can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But since it was 2011, maybe it could have been like, I've read that 90% of women who are in the sex work field are controlled by pimps.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be maybe a pimp killing off the bad apples of his thing. It could have been just someone who hates women. Who takes it out on the people he thinks he can get away with it with.
Yep. It could have been a man that she was involved with that found out she used to be in the sex work field.
Like, yeah. And he's like, oh,
lost his mind over, oh, darn. Get over yourself.
There's so many different areas. And I think that's why this case is still unsolved, is because
that would be like a woman killing her new boyfriend because she found out that he slept with like 10 girls in high school.
We live with that every day.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I know.
Anyways.
I know.
Either way, whoever did all of this is a monster. Mm-hmm. Whether it was one person, four people, two people.
Yeah.
It's terrible. The DNA in this case has never been linked to anyone.
I know. How do you quit killing after...
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. How do you quit? Like, did he move somewhere else and do this in another area? Did he die? Was it...
Was he incarcerated?
Was there a... what do you call it? Oh, we've covered too many cases today. What do you call it? Like, a person of the public that takes care of... Like, they handle it. Even if shouldn't. What's that called?
Like a...
Vigilante.
Yes.
That.
Yeah.
So it could have been, say, a family member or someone related or someone that just knew about it. It could have been a pimp could have killed the guy that was doing this if it wasn't the pimp that was killing them.
Yeah.
Because that's what pimps are supposed to do, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's what they've known. They're known to, that's their job.
They have to protect their product.
Hopefully, though, that's not what happened, and the pimp was actually just being a healthy, solid bodyguard type of pimp.
But that's kind of rare.
Yeah, because if a pimp actually did his job, they would never get hurt. Because that's what their job is for. So they don't get robbed, mugged, abused, beaten to death,
or
raped.
Yeah.
Or have to do services that they're not being paid to do.
Yeah.
That's what a pimp is supposed to do. It's preventative measures. Most pimps don't do that, though.
Pimp with preventative measures.
That's what a pimp is.
That's what a pimp is. The P stands for preventative measures.
Seriously, though.
But for real, yeah. And I'm not judging.
No,
at
I'm
all.
Not either. But history does say pimps don't do the job that they were signed up to do.
Mm-hmm. They just take the money. Keep reading.
Hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. If you are someone that you know was around the South Memphis area at this time, so like January, February, honestly, the first half of 2011,
but and then the last half.
Yeah, January, February, then the last part of 2015, and you know anything about these murders, and then also the one and or the one in 2015, please call law enforcement and give them any information that you have. You can remain anonymous with your tips and information. Mm-hmm. If you're still afraid to that you won't remain anonymous, you can send us a message. We promise you, it's on record for the public. We promise we will keep you anonymous.
Yes.
And pass your information along as best that we can without giving your name or anything about you away to anyone. Mm-hmm. And like we always say, if you are even thinking in your head that you might know something or wondering if this is what you know might be connected, whatever, we always say if it's even crossing your mind that you should call. Always call. Okay, so back to what we were talking about, like being in the sex industry at all, it has nothing to do with this. The line of work that they were all in is the connection. Being a sex worker does not mean, oh, you're signing up to get murdered. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're going to work. You're doing what you have to do.
You're trying to make a dollar.
You're providing for yourself, your family, your friends even. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's no reason. No. I don't care if you're a dancer, stripper, dancer, sex worker, prostitute. I don't freaking care. It's your job. That does not warrant any sort of abuse, assault, murder, manipulation, none of it. So anyone that's thinking that in your head of like, oh, they were all sex workers, so who cares? Stop listening to Expired Podcast right now and don't listen forever.
Yeah.
We don't need your bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. They were going to work. No job, like I said, except for if you're in the mob or a gang or something, mm-hmm. warrants murder.
Yeah.
Warrants for you to be assaulted or killed.
No.
Ever. It's just not.
Ever.
No.
No.
So, statistics say that there are 42 million sex workers in the world, with the majority of them being women. Also, it just crossed my mind. I hope that if any of you that are listening that are thinking like, oh, they are sex workers, so they asked for it. I hope to God you don't have OnlyFans, don't look at OnlyFans, don't celebrate people that are on OnlyFans while you still
judge,
read and look up and all the things about OnlyFans. Do you think people that are on OnlyFans are signing up? Mm-mm. Like it's warranted to be bullied or
raped, murdered, killed?
Like,
no,
talk shit upon, because why? Because listen, if it was in me to show my tits or my big toe for a $10, $50, mm-hmm. $100, then so damn be it. That does not mean someone can come murder me and I don't matter.
Yeah. I feel like,
but there's a lot of girls who use OnlyFans and a lot of boys, men, women, men who use OnlyFans that are the ones that are going to be saying, well, they were sex workers, so they kind of asked for it.
No.
But meanwhile, they are on OnlyFans or are using OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Like, they're paying because somehow that's different?
No.
It's not.
No.
It's all the same.
You're still being paid to do a job.
It's okay.
Who cares what that fucking job is?
Exactly. You're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
At all. In fact, the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
So please stop with the judgmental bullshit about sex work. Please stop.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Statistics say there are 42 million sex workers in the world, with the majority of them being women. 90% of those women are controlled by a pimp. And you can check out this really, really, really cool organization called Sex Workers Outreach Project USA. Definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week on Expired, we are covering the case of Joshua Walden. He's a boy from Chattanooga who was murdered in the year 2000, and his case remains unsolved.
23 years, can you imagine?
No, and it's also very rare for this to happen, but for a case to also be covered of a missing male child. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. This is a crazy story, and I've spent so much time in the
East Lake
area of Chattanooga. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
23 years, mm-hmm. and no one knows what happened.
No.
But I think I might.
He was 11, right?
Yeah, he was just a baby. He had gone to East Lake Elementary, came home on a Friday, went to ride his bike, and then...
Was gone.
Was gone.
I was 10.
In 2000?
No, I was 9.
I was like 5. I was in kindergarten.
Really?
In 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this case is...
We need to ask our parents if they heard. Or like anyone older than us that has a better memory of the time about this.
I think I'm going to post about it on Facebook.
You should. I'll do it too. And we'll post on the Expired Facebook page. So make sure you follow us. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and wherever you download podcasts. And next week's case is going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy.
Because I literally live like 10 minutes from where he went missing mm-hmm. and was found.
We should go there.
I feel like it's pretty much the same as it was then mm-hmm. in 2000.
That's one of the only areas that's like been untouched.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of the original main neighborhoods of Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Like it was the spot
mm-hmm.
even like a long time ago
mm-hmm.
for the outskirts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Before like Ottawa was a thing
or
East Brainerd was a thing.
Or Eastridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so make sure you tune in next week because it's going to be a really good case. And send us all the info on Josh Walden of Chattanooga that you know.
Yep. And if you're going to be an asshole, be a funny one.
And if you're going to do meth, don't.
And sex workers matter.
They do, 100%. This is the Expired Podcast.
Bye. Whew.